Dutch farmers continue to push back and fight back against the suggestion that the government of the Netherlands, they're in a fight, if you will. They've been meeting since Friday with Prime Minister Mark Rutte and other cabinet ministers to discuss the government's nitrogen emission reduction goals. But the prospect of success seems very slim. Two main activist farmers' organizations demanding concessions from the government, not attending at all. So they have no trust in the politician appointed to act as intermediary. They say the mediator, Johan Remke, is not independent. Root did not comment to reporters as he entered the meeting in the central city of Utrecht. Farmers are angry at the target of slashing nitrogen emissions by half in 7 years. They've blockaded supermarkets, parked tractors on highways, dumped garbage, including manure and asbestos, on roads in recent weeks, and set fires along the roadways as well. Root criticizing what he said are a small group of farmers who he says have endangered others, woefully endangering others, damaging our infrastructure, and threatening people who help clean up is beyond all limits. Oh, shut up. You're trying to force the greatest. The Netherlands exports more meat than any country in Europe. They're very good at farming. And the war on farmers around the world is, and it's not just the Dutch farmers. The Canadian dictator Justin Trudeau is also attacking farmers with similar demands of reducing nitrogen by 40%. We've gone from CO2 to nitrogen is now our big enemy, apparently. It would, you know, get rid of livestock altogether. Provincial authorities have been given 1 year only to start cutting emissions in the Netherlands. Jacques van der Tak, chairman of the main farmers lobby group LTO, said the talks were vital. LTO represents 30,000 farms. LTO says there are nearly 54,000 ag businesses in the Netherlands with exports totaling 94.5 billion euros in 2019. They have no idea what they're doing. But it's creating massive backlash, this attack on farmers, under the guise of climate change. We start with bite 11, bite number 11, go.
This is coming out of these climate goals. They're going after modern chemical fertilizers, which have produced massive high-yield agriculture, which has fed the world for decades. It was the agricultural revolution that we should be proud of. But instead, they're turning the clock back, and they're claiming a climate crisis where none exists, and they're now going after our food supply. And this is going to be devastating consequences because, as the old Chinese proverb says, when food is on the table, there are many problems. When there's no food, there's only one problem.
When there's no food, there's only one problem. Food, of course. That's Mark Morano, who's written a new book taking a closer look at the attack on the food supply worldwide. Yep, worldwide. And Morano says it's all by design. All of this attacks on farmers, all by design. I've been warning you about this for years now, that they would try to restrict farming, hunting and fishing. They'll try to restrict driving your car, using air conditioning, all of these things. And now it's ramping up. And there's a reason the Dutch are getting hit first. It's because they're so good at it, like I just mentioned. Bite number 12 is where we go next. Bite 12, go.
Yes, and that's been their goal. I mean, the whole entire goal. First of all, you have the World Economic Forum, which Bill Gates is a prominent member. You have Bill Gates buying up the single largest American farmland owner now, according to NBC News. Now, I know no one likes a monopoly, so don't worry, Dan, don't worry. China is also gobbling up American farmland. So it's a competition. We actually have good old free market right. Competition. China versus Bill Gates. Who do you want to win that battle? We know that Bill Gates' stated goal is to get us to stop eating meat and to get us to eat lab-grown vegetable oil processed fake meat. The same with Al Gore. The same with the World Economic Forum. They're pushing insect eating as well. The United Nations, the World Economic Forum. We had Robert Downey Jr. on Stephen Colbert a couple weeks ago pushing this insect paste as protein powder. So right. They're all in on this. And the more they get it, and that's why they're going after the Netherlands. That's the number one meat exporter in Europe.
Grasshopper casserole, it's what's for dinner. No thanks. We have cows and pigs and chickens and sheep. Yeah. Enough already. Enough. The fact of the matter is, the war on farmers is just the latest thing to try to knock you back to where you belong. And again, I'm telling you, if they thought that there was a backlash when truckers got angry, wait till the farmers get angry, along with the truckers and others. You want disruption? You want a transition? You'll get one. You'll certainly get one. Not quite the way you thought. Not quite the way you thought, I'll tell you that. Because they'll block the roads, they'll set manure on fire in this country. You find that kind of exciting? How nice is that, right? I mean, if Justin Trudeau thought that cracking down on truck drivers was a solution to his last problem, the dictator north of the border is going to get an eyeful when farmers just throw their tractors in park and walk away. Whether it's in the middle of the road or not, they just don't plant. They just don't grow. They just don't care to be part of your cabal, of your socialist cabal. All done. Yeah. There you go. That, I'm telling you, the backlash on the farm deal is going to be something spectacular like you have never seen before. Try to bring that here. I mean, I know these farmers. I know these ranchers. I know lots of them. I know lots of them. Anyhow, let's see. Don't forget to support American farmers at patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code America, save 10%. Patriotfoods.com. All American farms delivering all American goods. Patriotfoods.com. And use the promo code America to save 10%. I'll take a quick break now on the Steve Gruber Show and be back. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people, start at the shelter, because that's a great idea.
But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, and loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.